Welcome to Real Estate Hackers, where you'll hear how real estate investors grew something from nothing.
Property management is going to become more techy.
Our entire business today is based off of a hack.
What if you could put $1,000 into an apartment building project on your phone?
With YouTube, with podcasts, you can catch up very quickly to a seasoned investor.
Now here's your real estate hacker host, Chad Gallagher.
Today's episode is part of our Landlord Chronicle series, where we hear from amazing landlords about their most interesting landlording story, along with a lesson to help you invest better. Hey guys, got a fun Landlord Chronicles story for you. This is actually my own coming at you today. As you know, we've been talking to landlords all over the country, getting some of their best stories, and I got what I think is a pretty good one today for you. Some of you may have heard this before. We're doing an inspection, actually, of a property, and we walk in and the tenant's there. Tenant's been there for probably 4 years, pays rent on time, unit's in good shape. Jimmy, how's everything doing? Everything's fine, tenant's happy. Go over to the kitchen, and there's the sink. It's a double sink, and the left side of the kitchen sink is a turtle, a living turtle. We're probably talking, 3 feet long. You can see his head poking out. Water is filled to the brim of the sink. It's murky. You can tell that the turtle has been in this sink for a while. Thinking, what is going on? Look over, ask the tenant, Jimmy, what is going on? Why is there a turtle in the sink? Jimmy looks back at us and says, with a straight face, what do you want me to do? The lease is very clear. I can't have an aquarium. Where do you want me to put the turtle? I love this story because of a couple of reasons. One, it just goes to show nothing ever surprises you. Being a landlord, new adventures come up every day. And number two, I think the important part of this story, actually, I always try to have a lesson. It's a funny story. It's amusing. No one got hurt. It's fine. No property damage or anything, but the value of doing a yearly inspection is super important. You just never know what you're going to see in a unit when you do a yearly inspection. You see some crazy stuff, and the yearly inspection helps kind of prevent there being some major damage down the road or things kind of going down a rabbit hole that you don't want to. So we highly recommend all landlords making sure someone is in your property once a year. Just do a quick check to make sure things are generally okay. And you'll never be surprised at what a tenant will tell you. A leaky roof that you didn't know about, a leaky faucet you didn't know about, or some other potential thing that could be bigger damage or liability down the road. There's more guidance for the day off the story. We'll throw the picture. It's a funny story, real story, actually happened in one of our properties. We've managed thousands, and that's, I think, the most funny story we have. Anyway, more Landlord Chronicle stories coming at you. If you've got a good story, hit me up, and maybe we'll showcase your story too. Have a good one. See ya. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Real Estate Hackers Show. If you've not yet become a member of Real Estate Hackers, you can do that for free at realestatehackers.com. Get access to all of the amazing real estate hacker deals from incredible vendors, a ton of content and materials for you, the investor. You can follow Real Estate Hackers on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. If you can give us a 5-star review for the podcast, I would personally really appreciate it. We read every review, and thank you so much for helping us grow this community for you, the real estate investor.